Hello and welcome to Dear Franny, the podcast of uncommon conversations about love. I'm your host, Francesca Hoagie. Today's episode is a mini-sode. So typically on Dear Franny, if you are a listener, you know that I have interviews. I have conversations with fascinating people, and we talk about love and sex and intimacy and creativity and all sorts of fascinating topics. And today I am alone. I am all alone recording. I have no one to talk to except for this mic and you. So thank you for listening. And I am going to talk about a fascinating topic. And that topic is rejection. And I have a motto about rejection, and that motto is rejection isn't real. So I'm going to break that down, what I mean by that. And I just want to say before I get into the specifics of that, that whether you are single, whether you're in a relationship, whether you are successful in your career, whether you feel like you're not where you want to be, rejection is something that we are all sort of conditioned to feel at different times and with certain triggers. So if you're listening to this and you're thinking, I'm not really sure that rejection is something that I have to worry about or something that I think about a lot, I would just encourage you to consider that maybe there's a little bit more rejection, fear of rejection lingering than you might realize. I certainly discovered this earlier this year. So there is a man, his name is Jia Zheng, and I'll link to him in the show notes. And he was someone who realized that his fear of rejection was really ruling his life, you know, romantically, professionally, and he was sick of it. So he decided to take matters into his own hands, and he decided to desensitize himself to rejection by spending 30 days where he was going to set out to be rejected every single day. So there's lots of examples. He called this rejection therapy, and there's a website you can check out, rejectiontherapy.com. And so there's lots of different things he did, but he made these really big asks, things that he was pretty sure he was going to get a no. And he, you know, like I said, he was trying to desensitize himself. And so a couple of the examples that really stand out for me, one is him going on an airplane, you know, just boarding like, you know, a regular commercial flight and asking the pilot if the pilot would teach him how to fly, which is, you know, probably something you're going to get a no from. And then he also went into a supermarket parking lot and just, you know, walked up to a random person and asked them to drive him across town. So like really pretty outrageous asks, but it worked for him. And it's something that, you know, now it's inspired like many, many people, and you can go to the website and take the pledge. So for my previous podcast, Romantical, my co-host Saskia Nelson and I were talking about rejection, and I said, oh my God, we should do rejection therapy for a week and talk about it on the podcast. And as soon as I said it, I thought, oh, fuck, why did I suggest that? I don't want to do that. But it was too late because she was all over it. So we decided to do it. And I spent a long time really actively working on desensitizing myself from romantic rejection in the context of dating. And so I kind of didn't really think before we did this 1 week of rejection therapy, I didn't really think that rejection was a big issue for me anymore. But what I found out, much to my surprise, that I'm constantly being humbled. just life is a series of humbling events. Much to my surprise that I had a lot more fear of rejection than I was conscious of. And, you know, most of the things that I asked for were things on a, you know, like a professional level. So like, you know, I reached out to a publication and I asked them if I pitched them a column that I, you know, writing a column for them, which is like not a crazy ask. I mean, you know, people write columns, but for me, it was a big ask because I'd never asked for something that, you know, big or direct in my business in that way. So it was a number of asks like that. And feeling that feeling come up of like, oh my God, this is so uncomfortable. This is really scary. Like, what are they going to say? What are they going to think of me? All of that. It was interesting. And it was also interesting to note that I clearly just hadn't really been pushing myself enough because they were kind of unfamiliar feelings, which told me that I was like, wow, I've been really coasting in a really safe zone for a while, which was another interesting thing. So back to my motto about rejection, which is that rejection isn't real. So what do I mean by that? So first of all, rejection is a feeling, and your feelings are valid, but your feelings aren't facts. So rejection is a feeling and your feelings aren't facts. So your feelings are valid. So if you feel rejected, I'm not saying that you're wrong, but I'm saying that that is a feeling that you do not have to co-sign by calling a no or certain outcome that you didn't want a rejection. So what I mean by that is I'll take an example from my own life. There was a time when I was, you know, in my early college years, and that was a time where I was pretty shut down from dating. I was very avoidant. I just had a lot of fear. I had a lot of insecurity. It was just a hard time in my life, and that was not something that I did. I just really just cut that out of my life entirely. And I remember there were a few guys during that time who, despite all of my signals to leave me alone because I was such a, you know, I was so scared and avoidant, there were a few different guys that asked me out. And I remember one in particular, and I remember he was such a sweet guy, and he was cute and he was lovely. And I remember him, you know, coming up to me in the dorm cafeteria or dining hall, whatever, and asking me out on a date. And I remember wanting to say yes, but I just couldn't do it. And I said no because I was just in a really fearful place. And I remember the look on his face, and I remember feeling so horrible, and like I wanted to just run away and, you know, crawl under a rock somewhere. And clearly this was a significant experience because it was a long time ago and I still really remember it very well. And he very well could have taken that as I quote unquote rejected him. And I think he probably did feel rejected based on, you know, the look that was on his face. But the reality was I said no for reasons that had nothing to do with him. And that's such an important thing to remember, whether it's a job that you are applying for or something that you're pitching or you're auditioning or you're asking somebody out on a date or you're in a relationship with somebody or you were in a relationship with somebody and then they tell you, you know, they broke up with you. I've been there. I've been dumped. It's not fun. It doesn't feel good. But ultimately, there is some faith that we need to cultivate in life if we want to have peace, which is that the things that are happening to us are happening for a reason. There are lessons to be learned. That even if there was a person who you thought, oh my God, we're going to be so perfect together, if they disagree, guess what? You were wrong. You can't be perfect with somebody who doesn't want to be with you. So you can say, oh wow, that was really disappointing, hurts my feelings, but we're just not a match. Right? I want to find the person who does want to be with me. I want to find the person who thinks we are a perfect match. You know what I mean? There is no perfection, but we are an ideal match, that we are compatible, that we both have the same level of enthusiasm and commitment to being together. You know, same thing with a job. If there's a job that you think that you would be perfect at and they don't hire you, there could be any number of reasons why they didn't hire you. It could be that they're like, wow, we're such a mess. We're so disorganized. If we hire her, she's going to quit in 6 months because she's a boss and she's dope and we know she's not going to put up with this mess. That could be it, or it could be any number of things. So our lives are a collection, our perceptions of our lives is a collection of stories that we tell, like these stories that we tell ourselves to make sense of a situation. And when it comes to the topic of rejection, when we decide that something's rejection, then we label it that way, that we have been rejected, then we're telling ourselves a story that is disempowering. It doesn't serve us. It doesn't help us to move forward. And it's not even true. So since we can't ever know all the reasons why a particular situation doesn't work out, a particular person doesn't want to be with us, or whatever the case may be, that it doesn't mean that even if we don't know the answer right now, why it's happening right now, that doesn't mean there is not some larger purpose. There could be a better job for you. You maybe didn't get that one job because there is an amazing opportunity that that job would have kept you from. Or maybe you didn't get that job because the thing that's most going to be fulfilling and successful to you is to start your own business. Maybe that guy broke up with you because you needed to make space in your life for somebody who was going to be really into you and emotionally available and passionate, and that person was never going to be that person. I truly believe that sometimes when things don't work out, especially romantically, I've certainly found this to be the case when I look back now on all of the men that I felt, you know, rejected by at the time. And I look back and I'm like, oh, wow, the universe was protecting me because I wasn't going to walk away from that situation. Because where I was in my life at that time, I didn't think that I deserved anything better than that situation, or I didn't think that there was anything better for me than that situation. And I would have stayed there. I would have stayed in the dysfunction. And guess what? They did me a favor by breaking up with me. It didn't feel like a favor. It felt devastating. It felt heartbreaking. It felt like the story of, oh my God, I'm not good enough and I'm not lovable, right? So it's very easy for us to tell ourselves those stories. But I look back on those situations now and I'm like, oh, I totally see why that had to happen, right? I totally get it. I totally get it. I have no anger. I have no bitterness. I don't feel rejected anymore. So it is a choice to decide that a situation that doesn't go your way, that a no means that somehow you weren't good enough, or you're not worthy enough, or you're not deserving, or something lacking in you, whether it's, you know, anything, you're not smart enough, you're not experienced enough, all of the stories that we tell ourselves, all of these insecurities and these negative beliefs that we have about ourselves, when we label something as rejection, what we're doing is we're co-signing those beliefs. I knew I wasn't pretty enough for somebody like that to want to date me. So no wonder he didn't respond to that message. I knew I wasn't smart enough for somebody like that to want to hire me or want to work with me or whatever the case may be. So if I can at all encourage you to start to shift your perspective about your life's disappointments that you have labeled as rejection, and start to see that, maybe there is something bigger at play here. Maybe there is a reason why that particular situation didn't work out. And if there is a reason why, what is it? You know, getting curious. Curiosity is a superpower. Honestly, you know, any time in my life where I've really struggled with something and I've just given myself the permission to get curious about it, like, why is this so hard for me? Or why does this keep happening? Like, I don't know. I wonder why. Starting to ask those questions, the answers start to appear, and you can start to follow the breadcrumbs that really lead you to insights and lead you to new opportunities and lead you to a level of understanding that you just never would have had if you had just stayed in that story and not opened yourself up to a different possibility. So giving yourself the grace and the space to consider a different possibility about the situations in your life that are causing you pain, that are causing you frustration, that you're feeling that fear, that is the biggest gift that you can give yourself, because that's how you can start to shift it. That's how you can start to move forward. You can grow and you can get more of the things that you want and less of the things that you don't want. So I really believe that reframing rejection and disappointment as something that is a negative, and starting to see, if there is a blessing, if there is an upside, look at all the things in your life that there was a time, you know, you got fired from a job or you got dumped by the girl or whatever. And you look back and you're like, oh, thank God I got fired from that job. That was the worst job ever, right? If I hadn't gotten fired from that job, I wouldn't have done X, Y, and Z. If I hadn't gotten dumped by that person, I never would have, you know, moved to Paris for the summer and then I had the most amazing time of my life or whatever it is, right? So one of my favorite things to do is to look back at those pivotal moments in my life where there was something that didn't work out and it, you know, and then at the time I was so, so disappointed. I felt so rejected. I felt so let down. And then I can look and see like, oh my God, but that just opened up a whole new avenue of possibility for me. So that's something that I'm always reminding myself of, and I hope that it's something that resonates with you and you're able to remind yourself of and tap into and really start to strengthen that faith that all the things that are happening in your life, they are not happening for no reason. They're not random. There is meaning if you are willing to open your eyes and look for that meaning in your own life. So, in conclusion, my rant about rejection. Rejection isn't real. And if you start to feel those feelings of rejection, it's very normal. It's very human. I would recommend that you breathe through it. You're like, oh, you notice it. You're like, oh, wow, something really uncomfortable is happening here. Literally take a deep breath. Literally just acknowledge those feelings and just say, okay, well, I'm feeling pretty rejected right now, but maybe that's a story that I don't have to tell myself. Maybe there's another way to see this. Maybe there's another opportunity that's trying to emerge, and that's why this particular one was a no. And just considering that possibility, not only does it give you some sense of mental peace and relief in the moment, but it really can be life-changing because that perspective shift can lead you to things that you never, ever, ever would have seen if you hadn't just started to consider that new possibility. Thank you so much for listening to this mini-sode about rejection. If you like this podcast, the mini-sode, or our regular episodes, please, please take a moment to subscribe and to rate and to review the podcast. I would be so grateful. I have some really amazing guests coming up soon. They will be back. This is not the new direction of Dear Franny. I can't say that I won't ever pop in and do another mini-sode that's just me, because I probably will. And I certainly will if you like this. If you enjoyed this and you like this format, I'm really happy to incorporate it into the show. So let me know. You can hit me up on all social media at Dear Franny. You can also find me at the podcast at Dear Franny Podcast on Instagram and Facebook. I would love to hear from you. I would love to hear your feedback about this episode, about all the art episodes. And I am so grateful for you to take some time, some of your precious time to listen to the show. So I don't take that for granted. Wherever you are in the world, thank you so much for listening. And if you are interested in talking to me one-on-one, if you're interested in coaching, if you're interested in love coaching or life coaching, if you're interested in having some guidance and shifting your perspective and starting to make big, major changes in your life, then I do invite you to just let me know that you're interested. You can, like I said, you can hit me up on social media. I'm at Dear Franny. You can also go to my website, francescahoagie.com, and there you can book a free call with me and you can reach out to me there. So that is an open invitation. I would love to hear from you. And like I said, I'm super grateful for you. Have a beautiful day or night wherever you are. Until next time, goodbye.